He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Finley with the Texans Community Wrap-Up. It's Tuesday, the 4th of November. Texans wide receiver Jacoby Jones visited Eisenhower High School in Aldine to talk about the importance of staying in school. I caught up with him after he talked to a packed gymnasium. Here's what he had to say. And we are at Eisenhower High School, where Jacoby and Antoine Molden just spoke to students about the importance of staying in school. All right, Jacoby, what was your message?
I just basically told them how my story of how I got here and where I'm at, and to turn things, instead of making it a dream, making it a goal, and staying in school is one of the positive things that can help in your background in life.
When we were coming here, you were talking about the school that you grew up in and how there were a lot of challenges there. Talk about those.
Well, yeah, of course, when I was in school, they always told me I was too small to do what I can do, so I proved them wrong, and it's a possibility about you staying on your grind.
Well, high school football is a really big deal, and a lot of the guys who are sitting out there are part of the high school football team here at Eisenhower. What kind of message do you have for them as far as the importance of playing sports and staying in school, the importance of being a student athlete?
Well, I told them about being a student athlete because once it's all over, football off the door, you have to find something to gotta have something to fall back on. And I told them I'm still in school getting my degree, and if you want to make it on the next level, you still got to work hard at what you do.
Well, you, of course, then went to Lane College, which is another small school. What kind of experience was that like, and what did you tell the kids about going to college? Because that's another thing that students really have to aspire to, is going to college.
Well, I told them it doesn't matter what school you go to. You know what I'm saying? I walked on at a Division II school, which was a small school, and it's all about, like I said, you just got to have a determined to get where you want to be in life and determined to get there.
Well, there's principles that you can take from sports that you can apply to life. And what are some of those things? I mean, sort of, you know, working hard on the field, things like that that you can apply to life and in any situation.
Well, they're saying, make it a goal. You know, I made it a goal that I was going to work hard. I came back work hard with Ray Wright, and I did that. And then you can apply that to life by you working hard in school, and you want your degree, you can get that. And you can also be a doctor if you want in your life, a lawyer, whatever you want to be. Who knows? You could be the next Barack.
And it's voting day, so that is very applicable. Hey. Well, walking through these halls, does it bring back any memories? Because being in school, I mean, I just walking down here, I thought, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm back in high school.
It is. You know, my high school is it's not this big, but it's similar. It kind of looks like this a little bit, but it brings back memories of them old days.
Well, Jacoby, they were very lucky to have you. Thanks for being with us.
I appreciate it. It's football time in Houston.